Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Benefits Mom Podcast. I am your host, Tara Nickel, and if you're looking to gain back your mom sanity, you are in the right place. We cover everything motherhood, kids, relationships, school, work, even that dreaded C word, chores. We cover it all. My goal is to help you take back control of your life and find that happy place as a mom. Because when it benefits mom, it benefits everyone. Enjoy this episode. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. And if you are new, welcome. I am so excited that you have chosen to spend some time out of your day with me. And if you are a mom listening, I sympathize with all the craziness that you've been experiencing with COVID. So I want you to come join my free Facebook group. That's right, free, no obligation. I'm just sharing inspiration, advice, tips, anything that will help support you through your time with COVID or just you as a mom. So make sure you head to benefitsmommastermind.com. Again, it's a free Facebook group. Nothing to sell there. We're just building a great community of supportive moms, which is exactly the topic of today's podcast, finding that support group, building your own tribe. And I know that is super big buzzword now on social media, but I want to explain the reasons why I think it is super important and how even with shutdowns and COVID, pandemic, whatever you think could be interfering with your ability to have that tribe. If you don't have one, you can start creating one today. So be sure to listen today with those tips. Subscribe to the podcast if you are enjoying it, and let's get into how to build an effective tribe even during COVID. What is so important about having a tribe? I know phrases like build a tribe and surround yourself with great friends, and you are the average of the five people you hang out with, are very common cliches, buzzword phrases, whatever you want to use to describe them. But in this instance, I really think it is very important to have a group of friends. And I want to use a personal example to really illustrate this point. Every Monday morning, I meet up with a group of professional women and we share stories about our lives. We share stories about our business, things we're doing, goals we have. And it acts almost as like a Monday morning mastermind. You know, really gets me in the right mindset to tackle my week. I share ideas. I get feedback. We give advice to other people. And it really builds that tribe mentality that we are all there for each other. We're going to hold each other accountable and encourage each other. You know, we have a LinkedIn message group and we share things that happen throughout the week. You know, right now, one of the members has a big presentation and she gave a little intro on the call Monday, and we've been encouraging her and sending great messages throughout the week to keep building her up. And I look forward to later this week hearing how it went, how she did on her presentation. And if, you know, I didn't have that group, then I would not have A, met those people, but also not have established great friendships and that accountability. That even if it's not, you know, accountability in the sense of, you know, you said you were going to do X, so did you do X? It's not that kind of accountability when you're talking about building a tribe. What you're talking about is you being accountable for you and wanting to contribute to the group. You know, if you want to achieve X in your business and you talked about it and you slacked off for a week and then came back and said that that might make you feel like you didn't put in enough effort or enough motivation to achieve X, like you said on our call, that you were all pumped up and ready to do. It becomes more of an internal accountability more than an external accountability. You want to be successful because you want the group support. You want to continue to feed off that energy, and you do so by continuing to participate and to push yourself as far as you can. Some of you might be thinking now, okay, that all sounds great, but how do I do that when A, I'm stuck at home working remote, balancing 10 different hats, and it's COVID. I can't go to a networking event, or I can't go to a cafe or a pub or wherever you go to socialize with your friends right now. What I would say is, as many of us are zoomed out and tired of those kind of meetings, that really is a great place to start. Even if you just go to a local virtual Zoom meeting with some business professionals. I know there are business associations that are holding them fairly regularly. I go to one through Evergreen Networking, and it's mostly a lot of East Coast people and some New York City people, so I get a little home sickness vibe from them as I'm originally from that area. But it's also good just to talk to other professionals and bounce ideas off of them. And you might meet somebody that you want to bring in closer to your circle and use them as someone who's part of your tribe. Another thing to think about is some of the close friends you have now. Are there people in your life that you do consider a close friend, confidant, someone that you are comfortable sharing very in-depth information with? Or is there someone that you have in another state or a relative that you have that kind of relationship with that you treat them as almost as a close confidant? Have that be a starting point. You know, it can be your aunt or a close friend, and you say, "Hey, I'm building a tribe of people, and it's a tribe of people that I want to use to help support me and encourage me. And I'd like to, you know, bounce off ideas or just kind of vent with you every week or every other week. You know, would you be up for that?" And most people really crave interaction and communication right now. So it's very likely that the person will say yes. And this is not like one of those things where you set up your own, you know, personal executive board and all that. I'm not talking about that kind of, you know, reaching out to people for that purpose. We're only talking about giving you the support you need in all aspects. Because my goal with you and with everybody that I coach is to get you to have balance. You know, as you were saying earlier, work-life balance has become a cliche and people don't necessarily take it as seriously, or they don't think it's possible, or whatever, you know, your definition is. Your definition of work-life balance could be different, or you may have a different opinion. But in my view, if you are able to focus on one or the other and be able to come back to a state of balance at the end, regardless of if you are spending time with your family at a family event, a concert, or whatever, or if you're working late on a project or you're studying really hard for an interview, you can come back to that balance state. And having a group of people, a tribe of people that will support you in bringing you back to that balance point where you're not so consumed with family obligations or you're not so consumed with work obligations, you can come back down center. That's where your tribe comes in. That's where they can say, hey, you know what? You're spending too much time at home. Why don't you go walk around the mall? Why don't you go grab something, you know, from the grocery store and just spend half an hour out of the house? Or they'll say, hey, you know, it's 7 o'clock. You've been working on that project for a while. Come down and like watch a show, watch a half hour, 45 minute show with me, right? It's bringing you back. That's what a tribe really is about. Yes, it's about the support. Yes, it's about bouncing off ideas, knowing you'll always have that person there for you, supporting you, loving you, all that stuff. But what really makes that person valuable to you is when they can see that you're too far on the seesaw. You're way too much into work, or you're way too much into family drama or obligations. And they pull you back in and they bring you back to say, hey, let's get back to center. Let's get back to the core of who you are. And when you have people like that, that will call you out and bring you back to that center point, that's when you know you have a tribe member for life. I hope that was helpful, and I hope that all of you have some people in your life, whether they are colleagues, friends, family members, that you can reach out to and talk to them about being a part of your tribe, being that support, internal accountability, a partner for you as we continue to hopefully slowly transition out of COVID pandemic life and back to what will be our new normal. And if you are still looking for that support, please feel free, as I said in the beginning, to check out the Benefits Mom Mastermind Facebook group. It is free. Just search it on Facebook, or you can go to benefitsmommastermind.com. Send a request to join. I accept everybody. No judgment. Come in and join us. We'll support you. We will encourage you. And I'm so excited about how that group is growing and the amazing women that are joining that group. Thank you all for taking time to listen to today's podcast. Make sure to like and subscribe, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks again for tuning in to the Benefits Mom podcast. If you have been enjoying these episodes, please share them with a fellow mom friend of yours and head over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. And remember, if it benefits mom, it benefits everyone. Have an awesome day.